program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Yeah, it's the Chaunts. What would you be doing this early in the morning but following me into the great outdoors? Well, good. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Chicago's number one most listened to outdoor radio program throughout the Midwest. Thank you very much. And it's our 26th year of doing this, I think. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm probably older doing it on a show than the guys in the other room, right?
Yeah, you are.
I am. I just thought of it. I just thought of that, guys. That's our engineers. But, you know, it's going to change, folks. The cold, bunny weather is going to change because, I mean, they're talking about 30s today. Tomorrow's in the 40s. I think next week they were talking rain. And we all know what rain does to the great outdoors. Ice. Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye. But, you know, it's getting better. It's getting, you know, let's talk about today's show before I talk about a few other things here. First of all, on today's show, we have the great man of all knowledge, Officer Jacob Hausklaw. He is a conservation officer from Wisconsin, and his responsibilities are ATVs, UTVs, those side-by-side, snowmobiles, and stuff like that. And Wisconsin does have a lot of ice yet, as, you know, we have a lot of ice in different areas here, too. But we're talking about you could have a lot of ice but still have some questionable areas and certain rules that you need to know if you're driving those vehicles and ATVs and snowmobiles and things like that. We'll talk to Jacob. Excuse me, Officer Jacob. And then we're talking with Eric Esko, who's Pike and Muskie Dreamers Guide Service. This guy is really good. This guy is really, really, really good. He's a fishing guide. He makes his own lures. He does, I mean, he does a lot of stuff. He's a Northern Illinois gentleman who fishes a lot, goes out fishing a lot of guides in Wisconsin. He's got double licenses, so he's perfectly legal. That's what I always like to make sure we have. So he'll be on today's show. And then we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report. I have no idea what it's going to be about because kind of missed last week, but the gremlins got fixed, and don't worry about it. We're all back and everything's working. So, you know, sit back, kick back, enjoy it, and have some fun. Mark your calendar. March 29th, Waterworks Marine. I'm doing a live remote, yes, 6 a.m. from Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue. That's their big open house. There'll be coffee there. There'll be lots of, you got a bunch of boots going on there. There'll be lots of circuses. I'm going to have some games for kids to play. So bring the family. If you're interested in a boat, there's going to be all kinds of people there. So we'll talk more about that, and you'll hear the commercials, too, for it. So let's not pass it up. The other thing, I had nothing better to do. What does somebody who goes to sports shows for 2 months do on his day off? You go to a sports show. I went to the Allegiant, I mean, it's the Allegiant Convention Center in Madison for their outdoor show yesterday. It runs this whole weekend. A lot of nice stuff there. A lot of interesting boots and things like that. And some really good deals. Stop in at Yellowbird. Tell them what's the Chauncey special today. Okay? Yellowbird, you know, say what's the Chauncey special? They got a lot of great pike lures and musky lures and bass lures, as well as Yellowbird products. So let's not pass that up. Remember that. And then there was something else I wanted to make sure I mentioned before we jumped to our first break here. And, excuse me, a little bit of frog in the throat yet, but that'll go away. But otherwise, we got lots of things planned, lots of things going on. Sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe some orange juice. If you're a younger person, one of those energy drinks, don't drink that stuff. As I'm watching somebody gulp it down in the other room. You know, stick with orange juice and vodka, you know. That would get your heart going. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break, come back. We got a whole lot of show here for you. Remember, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
The segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it! On the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight. Will I catch a perch?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, it's been cold in Illinois and Indiana and Missouri and Kentucky and Tennessee. My daughter's laying in snow in her backyard. However, in northern Illinois, there's a lot of people aiming north with their snowmobiles on trailers, to hit the snowmobile trails out in the great state of Wisconsin. And I figured if we don't get Jake Hosklon, I'm in deep, you know what. Jake, you are the DNR point for ATV, UTV, snowmobiles. Am I missing something?
No, I guess that's what they tell. That's what they tell me. Yep, off all the off highway vehicles. That's,
okay,
kind of what they've tasked me with.
Which is, you know, an interesting job, but you know, really with, you know, this winter. I mean, normally we have snow and ice in January, and it's kind of gone in February.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, here we are, middle of February, and we still have snow and more coming this weekend. We have ice, although it's questionable, which people sometimes don't understand. We'll talk about that. And mm-hmm. It's like a perfect winter wonderland activity weekend for motorized vehicles.
Yeah, 100%. It's been kind of a weird year. I mean, we started out with some really kind of unseasonably warm temperatures, you know, back in December or January, and then some really cold snaps. And for whatever reason, now is when we're getting the snow. So, yeah, winter's arrived a little bit late.
Well, let's just hope it leaves by March 21st or whatever date spring's supposed to show up.
That would be good. That would be good.
Hey, just to bring it up, and I don't want to start out on a Debbie Downer note, but there have been way too many loss of lives due to people going through the ice this year in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And other states, too. I'm not just, you know, leaving Wisconsin. I mean, people just have to, I want to use the term, put the common sense hat on and think about what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's something that we've been pretty concerned about, really focused on this year. And for whatever reason, we've kind of had a really high number of folks breaking through the ice, especially in the heavier UTVs, the utility terrain vehicles. Some mm-hmm. people know them as side-by-sides. Those machines are heavier. I mean, some of them can weigh close to 3,000 pounds. And that's just the vehicle weight. By the time you put people in there and cargo and coolers full of fish or, you know, whatever you got going on there, I mean, that
yeah.
can be quite a bit of weight. And I think people sometimes maybe forget that that's getting close to a motor vehicle weight, like a car or a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you really got to make sure you've got some pretty thick ice and use a lot of caution whenever you take one of those out on the ice.
Yeah. And one of the things that I want to bring up is that, well, you know, you're loading up your UTV because they are extremely popular, because a snowmobile, you can't take everybody out, and it's, you know, you got one person to drag, you're making those UTVs, you load up four people and you zip out there. And you may look and say, hey, those people are out there on the ice fishing and you're going to zip across the lake, but you don't know what's between you and them. And that's what I think people don't realize. They haven't gotten to the point where they say, you know, there's an underground spring thinning the ice, or there's a crack there or something. And, you know, we should never lose anybody to any activity in the outdoors. I mean, and it's just.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the worst thing that we see happen. We want people to enjoy the outdoors. We want people to get out there and enjoy the ice fishing. I mean, we got some of the best ice fishing going on right now. We just want people to be safe, and, you know, it's not like zipping, like you say, zipping across the ice. It's just not like zipping across a cornfield or something like that, right? I mean, there's those unknowns under the ice. There's cracks, there's heaves, there's currents and springs under there that we don't know about. And one of the things we've kind of been telling people is maybe this isn't the year to explore. You know, maybe this isn't the year to go someplace where you're pretty unfamiliar. Maybe kind of stick to those areas that traditionally have thicker ice, more stable ice, more safety there for sure. But even then, every year is a little bit different. Every year changes a little bit different, and we want to make sure people have a plan before they go out on the ice.
Hey, and that we're also not just talking about ice and fishing on the ice, but, you know, you've got trails that are on gravel roads, running through the woods, and mm-hmm. that snowmobiles, can snowmobiles and UTVs go on the same trail in Wisconsin?
Sometimes. It's kind of rare. I mean, there's a few shared county-maintained trails in northern Wisconsin, but generally it's going to be snowmobile-specific, or, you know, maybe the counties that run ATV trails in the summertime, they close those down to ATVs, and then they just open them up to snowmobiles during these months. So generally they're not shared. There's a few, but for the most part, all your off-road trails this time of year are going to be snowmobiles.
Okay, and if somebody is a Wisconsin resident, what do mm-hmm. they? I'm going to ask resident and non-resident, just so we can make clarification.
Sure.
If they're
sure,
a resident yeah. of Wisconsin, what do they need before they take that snowmobile, UTV, ATV, whatever, out on, you know, the trail or?
Yeah,
this?
Yeah. So as far as equipment's concerned, they need to have obviously a legal snowmobile. They need to have it registered, and then they need to buy a resident trail pass. And basically the trail pass is an additional sticker that covers trail maintenance. There's a lot of work to maintaining snowmobile trails and keeping them safe, maintaining bridges, things like that. And so that's where that trail pass goes. So basically they need the registration, they need a trail pass. Non-residents, same thing. You know, if they need to have some current registration, and then they also need to have a non-resident trail pass. The non-resident trail pass is a little bit more. It's $50, but that gets them access to any of the trails in Wisconsin that go across public and private lands.
Okay, so how do they, a non-resident, how do they get that sticker?
Yeah, so they can basically go, if they have a DNR account with the state of Wisconsin, they can purchase it online. They can purchase it over the phone. A good way to go is they could just Google Wisconsin DNR website, you know, Wisconsin DNR snowmobile trail pass, and that'll take them to the page where it'll kind of explain that process. And essentially, then that pass is mailed to them, but you are given a receipt so that you're legal to go as soon as you purchase it. You just have to carry that receipt with you on the sled.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, not that outdoorsmen are always ahead of the ball game here, you know?
Yeah.
I can purchase my pass today, correct. Have the snowmobile, whatever vehicle I have, UTV, ATV, on the trailer, and shoot up tomorrow, but I have to, you should carry that, you have to carry that pass with you, otherwise you're going to get...
You have to have some kind of proof, receipt, or a screenshot on your phone, or an email, or, yeah, some way that you can access, that you prove that you paid for it, because sometimes it's not as easy for us to check on the back. On the background for the trail passes, we can check registration easily, but sometimes trail passes are a little bit tougher to find right away, and so that's why there's a requirement to just have that mm-hmm. proof of purchase, so to speak.
What's the minimum age to operate these recreational vehicles in Wisconsin?
Oh boy! It varies between machines. With snowmobiles, I mean, generally you're looking at 12 years old. And then you got to remember too that with those younger operators, actually people 40 and under now this year, anybody born on or after January 1st of 1985 needs to take a snowmobile safety course. We would of course prefer you to take a Wisconsin snowmobile safety course if that's going to be your mm-hmm. primary place you're going to be operating. But we do allow other state courses. We accept those. That's fine. You just have to have proof with you that you've taken a safety course, a card or something, because it's harder for us to check out and make sure you've got a course from another state. But, so take that safety course, minimum of 12. ATVs, UTVs, that's a little bit different. ATVs is 12, UTVs is 16, and same requirements. You need a safety course, but it's a little bit later. It's anybody born after January 1st, on or after January 1st of 1988.
Okay.
So a little bit different time frame there, but it's what we like to say is that's kind of like your driver's license. That's your wreck vehicle driver's license, a normal motor vehicle driver's license that you get when you're 16 or whatever. That doesn't count. It's good to have, but they don't teach you how to drive a sled or an ATV.
Now, you should also have some form of, you may not want to carry your whole wallet, but you need to be carrying a driver's license, state ID, something with your face on it, address, showing who you are, correct?
Always good to have. Yep, always good to have. Technically, it's not a requirement because it's not a requirement to have that, but it's always good to have that. You know, keep a wallet on you, keep a credit card or something in case you run into something or you need to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carry what you probably normally would carry if you're traveling out of state in your car or your truck. I would take that with you on the sled just so you can be prepared.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going over these safety things only because I want everybody to come home, at the end of the weekend. I want you guys and ladies to come on home. And the other thing, too, is, yes, in my ute, I did a lot of snowmobiling in Michigan on a very large piece of land. And, we zipped around and did all this other stuff. And then as I became more seasoned outdoorsman, my daughter allows me to say, I'm not allowed to use the term mature sportsman, she says. You can't say mature and you in the same sentence, Dad. But as I became more seasoned, I realized, these people that are zipping down trails that they are not trails, it's a two-track or something, there could be a cable across the road, there could be... I mean, there's so many danger things that you don't know about. Stay on the trails that are groomed, that are prepared by the state. You guys got like 5,000 miles, don't you?
Well, we actually have closer to 25,000 miles.
Jeez.
Of snowmobile trails. And, of course, that's statewide. That's a lot of private access.
Yeah.
Private easements where the clubs work with the landowners. But, yeah, you make a really good point. We always want people to stay on those marked trails. There's two reasons for that. One, it's safer because, like you said, you get off the wrong trail or go across the field and you just don't know what's there. Secondly, those landowners are being very gracious to allow access over their lands.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get people trespassing and getting off those trails or going on the trails when they're not open yet, that can cause trail sections to get closed, and then that just really makes it difficult and kind of damages the sport for all the responsible riders out there. And so we just want people to be safe. And I want to bring up speed as a factor too. If you're going to a new area, maybe some trails you've never been on, just drive within your limits. Watch your speed. We've got a 55 mile an hour speed limit after dark. Even that is pretty quick. That's pretty fast, and people can start outriding their headlights, right? So that's a lot of times where we see our crashes is after dark on trails, curves, hitting trees. And, of course, it's all preventable. It's 100% preventable. It's actually a very safe sport as long as people, keep the wits about them and use some good sense for sure, some good decision-making.
And just like any other state, whether it's Wisconsin, Illinois, and you're driving down the road and, if you're in a large open area, you can see those two little glowing eyes of a deer shining back at you.
Mm-hmm.
But snowmobilers get hit by deer, and snowmobilers hit deer. And trust me, you don't have – when you're in a car, you got a lot more steel around you and, framework to protect you. When you're on a snowmobile, you don't have that much.
No, you don't. You don't have the airbags. You don't have, the full steel frame around you.
Yeah.
You have a helmet. I would, obviously, hopefully you'd be wearing a helmet, and that's the best protection you can have there. But, again, probably the best tool you have is that, what do they say, that 6 inches between your ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that brain and just making some good decisions. And the other thing, unfortunately, we run into is the majority of our bad crashes or fatalities, about close to 70% alcohol is involved. So don't drink, don't do drugs when you operate one of these sleds. It's just not a good decision.
Not a good decision.
Not a good idea.
No. You mentioned something, and you are speaking to proof. the first time I wore a helmet snowmobiling, mm-hmm. after not wearing a helmet for too long, notice how I said that, and had a little thing happen where I wound up getting thrown, and I bounced my head pretty hard on the ice, on the snow. And
oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
I learned that day, put the helmet on.
And I think most people, when they're actually, you know, when they're on a trail or just riding on a trail, I would say 99.9% you see them wearing a helmet. And it may or may not be out of safety. It may be just because, obviously, it's keeping your head, you know, keeping your head warm, keeping your face warm.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Keeping you from getting frostbite and stuff like that. But where sometimes people fail to wear helmets is maybe loading or unloading their sleds in a truck or in a trailer. Or, like you said, maybe just zipping around on the ice from ice hole to ice hole.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like 2 seconds to throw a helmet on, and it can really save your day.
It did. It really did. Well, Jacob, I want to say thank you for coming on the show this morning, talking to us about ATV, UTV, snowmobile, et cetera. And, you know, don't get creative, sportsman, and say, well, I took my ATV and put skis on the front and tractors on the back. That's no. That's not a snowmobile, folks.
No, it's not.
You're going to get a nice piece of paper if you do that. You know, but please just be careful when you're out there. And, you know, Jake, thank you so much for everything you do with Wisconsin DNR and all the people that enjoy the motorized recreational vehicle stuff that you work and you're in charge of, because you're making it better for all of us. And we thank you for it.
Well, thank you. We just want people to be safe. We want people to enjoy themselves. We've got a number of counties that are starting to open up this week. So if you're down in that area and you're heading north, just check ahead of time. Make sure that the trails are open where you're planning on going, and be safe.
All right. Everybody, Jake Holslaw from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources getting us the latest on heading north to do a little bit of winter rec time. Thanks, Jake.
Yep, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If fishing is your passion, then you, your friends, and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country and is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, and it has been educating anglers and families for over 5 decades. So don't just sit around and think about fishing. Come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall, 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, next Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. and hear Isaac Lakich, a professional walleye tournament angler and guide with numerous first place finishes on the MWC and on the AIM tournament trail. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more information and tell them Chauncey sent you. The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a...
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and, you know, I'm not a betting man. Well, I am. I'm self-employed, so when I wake up, I'm betting. It's an old line. But I've got on the line right now Eric Esko, who's with Muskie and Pike Dreamers Guide Service. Eric, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. My friend, you and I both know, once the sports shows end in January, there's a good chance ice is soon off, gone too.
Right.
And I don't know.
You gotta get to the ice.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. You know, I don't know what happened this year. We got ice.
We do. We've had ice for a while, too. It's very shocking.
Yeah. I mean, this is the most, and I'm just saying, I know probably somebody could quote me a lot faster, but I'm like, I don't remember having this decent of ice in a lot of lakes. You always have to check it because there's underground springs and moving water and all that stuff like that. But, you know, you have to check things, but I can't remember the last time we had good ice into mid-February, maybe to late February.
Right, and that's the same with me. And before this year, I haven't done very much ice fishing in December. And this year, well, 2024, I spent a lot of time on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a rare year.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, one of the things Eric does, everybody, is besides having a really good guide service for the summertime, he's one of those people who also will take you out on the ice when you really you know, you don't have the investment in of all the gear and all the stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and teach you and show you what could become the next addictive thing you learn in life, ice fishing, right?
Right. You are correct. It is really addictive, especially when those flags go up. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. You never expect it.
No. Now, you fish waters in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. I mean, are you finding the fish are slowing down, or are they just hungry?
Yeah, the fish, they seem to be, like, pretty steady. It seems like they're in, like, mid-ice right now, not like that it's ending soon when mm-hmm. they start, like, really acting up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm finding that they're still feeling like it's mid-season.
Hmm.
And they're eating a lot. You know, I'm catching crappie and perch on minnow heads this time of year, and it's usually like small grubs and like little bug type imitations.
Mm-hmm. Now, ice fishing is completely different than open water fishing, because, like you said, you know, you're pitching, you know, if you're crappie fishing or perch fishing, you're using whole minnows, you're doing this. And ice fishing, it's so much more, I don't even want to say the right words, finesse, but it's just so much lighter.
Right. And I mean, most of the time I'm using 2 to 4 pound test. Now, granted, on some of the tip ups, it's like 10 to 12 pound test. But yeah, you're sitting there. So I want the very lightest presentation possible. You're close to where the hole is, so you have a shorter rod. And you're not really moving too much, right? You drill a hole, you sit there, and you jig. And if it's not working, then you pick another spot and you drill a hole and you sit there and jig.
Mm-hmm. And the jigging isn't, if people watch anyone ice fishing, you're not popping that rod up and down, you know, a foot and a half, right?
No. Just like very, very subtle movements. You want to try to imitate. Bugs are like small minnows when you're down on the bottom, just like very like half inch to an inch, just like barely wiggle your wrist, or sometimes you can tap it with your other arm
mm-hmm.
if you can't move it that much, but it's very like even the lightest small movement just to like get whatever reflective color you have mm-hmm. on the jig, or get those BBs moving. Get them banging against each other to call in the perch or the walleye or what you're looking for.
Now, you know, I've seen, you know, people fishing, and when they hold a rod in their hand, they'll just use like their index finger and bang, bang,
right,
bang.
Yeah,
I mean, that's it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just the smallest little movements. You know, occasionally I will drop the rod tip down towards the water and bang the jig on the bottom and kind of kick up some dust.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I'm just like sitting there wiggling it. And, you know, you do spend a lot of time walking between the hole hopping. But once you find that hole, I like try to remember in the back of my head, okay, it's the morning, this hole is working. And all of a sudden the fish shut off. And then I move around a little bit, show my clients different like weed edges or points or where the sand transitions that I had marked
mm-hmm.
previously on the boat. And then remember in the back of my mind, hey, it's like ending the day. Let's go back and try that hole and see if the fish had moved back into that pattern, because they were held there for a reason in the morning. They usually come back. And that's what I found that happened. Just remember the holes that were hot and then bounce around when they kind of cool off and then try going back intermittently through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually those schools will move back through there.
Now, do you... Some people have said, you know, you need to concentrate looking for green weeds. If you don't find green weeds, you know, move.
Right. Yep. And that's what I say in my seminars, too, in the fall, in the spring, when the ice melts. You got to look for the green weeds because that's where the oxygen is. I mean, I like to look for green weeds as well as something else, like a sand or rock transition or something else in the weed line that's holding them there or that's pushing them into that area. So whether it's like an indent in the weeds or it's kind of a point, that's I don't just focus on green. Mm-hmm. You got to have two or three variables. Mm-hmm. You know, is there a creek nearby? Is there some other thing feeding with the current? Because probably not the wind when it's covered in ice. Maybe a little bit, but there's something else going on down there, pushing current.
Cool. Well, everybody, we're talking with Eric Esko from Muskie and Pike Dreamers Guide Service. He, excuse me, he's a Northern Illinois boy, but he fishes Southern Wisconsin, Northern Illinois waters. My question for you is, you know, yes, you're catching a bluegill, yes, you're catching a pike and stuff, and some largemouth bass, but, I mean, this other creature, a walleye, has sharp things in its mouth. What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have to have a stouter leader, or a little wire on them? I mean, Eric, I'm asking stupid questions because I'm in the duh.
You know, it just depends. The tip-ups that I have out, most of the tip-ups, I would say like 9 out of 10 of the tip-ups that I have out,
mm-hmm.
Have fluorocarbon leader. The least amount of color that you can put in the water, the better, so they can't see it, especially for walleyes. For pike, you know, maybe it matters. But for walleye, I like fluorocarbon. I use 10 to 12 pound test.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we hook one or pike or whatever bites the hook, I try to walk my clients through like how to handle it, especially if you're doing the standard hip up and not the jaw jacker or mm-hmm. the automatic fisherman where you don't have a rod. It's all in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to wrap it. You don't want to put too much stress. You just want to put your index and thumb on the line and kind of just let the fish take drag. If it needs to take drag, and then just play with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no rush. As long as you keep tension, it's probably not going to get off.
And
but yeah, I like fluorocarbon a lot.
I think ice fishing, the fish generally fight much different than they do during the summer. Yes, they'll have a spurt of energy and stuff, but we got to remember their bodies are not 32 degrees because they're in water that's somewhere around probably 34 or something like that, even though it's covered with ice. But, I mean, you know, their bodies are cooler, so, and their metabolism's not up there in gear, but when they hit something, you're going to get a little bit of a, but then they're going to, okay, let's go for a ride here. What do we got?
You can really tell. I'm glad you brought that up. If the flag goes off, you tell my clients to come running, and then I check if the spindle is spinning or not from the top. And I can tell what kind of fish it is and usually how big it is depending on the spinning. We walk up to it and it takes off probably a little pike. If it does like very slow turns when we walk up to it, most likely it's a walleye just kind of like swimming and laying back down on the bottom.
Mm.
The bigger pike will go on some runs, but they usually don't go too far. It's those little guys that mm-hmm. just like zoom off and get spooked. But the big ones, there's not too much to spook them anymore. So,
Did you ever get one of these bigger fish up to the hole and a fish goes, hey, I don't want to get out of here?
Oh, yeah, of course. As soon as, like, that's what I say every time. My clients start biting the fish and I'm telling them how to use their index finger and their thumb, and then I can tell how much line they're pulling out of the hole, and I'm like, just wait. You get it close, and the thing is going to freak out. So make sure you put your thumb and your index finger together and put some tension on the line, but let him go. He's going to start spinning. They're going to see, like, the big white light in the sky, and just let them do their thing. Let them freak out and swim away, and then slowly bring them back. And, I mean, most of the fish, it takes two or three tries to get them up through the hole, especially with thick ice. Then a big pike getting up through the hole, it takes a while to get them positioned because they just want to stick their tail through the hole or stick the middle of the body, and it's not happening.
Yeah, you got an 8-inch hole, and you got something that's 36 inches long. No.
Right.
You know, laws of physics.
They don't bend.
No, they don't. They really don't. Well, I mean, you know, it's like even the fish went to school and they didn't learn that, you know, go into the light. No, don't go into the light, guy.
Right. Something's not right here.
Yeah, don't go into the light. I don't want to go that way, you know. I see a frying pan up there. I see a frying pan up there. I don't want to go that way. You know? Well, that's kind of a cool thing.
Totally.
And, you know, if somebody wants to set up a, you know, I you're probably full on your schedule and stuff like that, but in the wintertime, if somebody wants to go ice fishing with you, what should they bring, or what should they be prepared for?
all they need to bring, and I tell this to clients all the time, they need to dress appropriate. So I would say dress, overdress, bring shanties. They're all heated. I have a 3-person, a 5-person, and an 8-person shanty. All they need to bring is just bring clothes and then bring a fishing license if you're over 15, mm-hmm. if their kids are over 15. That's really it. I supply everything, all the bait, all the rods, the tip-ups, have everything set up before they showed up. If they're booking an 8-hour trip, I give them the option to book for lunch. So I'll cook the food right out on the ice, burgers, broth, you know, whatever they tell me. And if they want breakfast, then I bring some breakfast up too. For the 4-hour trips, I ask them if they want me to bring a barbecue, and then we can bring some breakfast food. Mm-hmm. And then they don't have to carry lunch. And then all they got to do is walk out on the ice, maybe bring some cleats if there's no snow, and yeah, have a good time. We sit out on the ice, we hole hop, we go into the shanty's got to be in the 60s. Like, yeah. It's not that cold.
No.
I tell everybody my trips on Lake Geneva in the winter, those are in December on my boat. Those are way colder than ice fishing trips. And it's hard to believe, but we got the shanty.
Yeah,
you know, I got the shanty on my boat.
I'm glad you said, you know, ice creepers, little grippers on the boat. And it's just a rubberized thing that goes over your boot, everybody. And it just, you know, it makes you so you don't slip and fall on the ice like I did in front of my house. And but this way, you know, you've got a little bit of safety gear. And the only thing I would add to that is bring another pair of gloves.
Right. You never know. If they get wet.
That's right. Just bring another pair of gloves.
Shoving your hand in the hole.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
always happens.
Yeah, it always happens.
Those gardening gloves, I really like. They're cheap. They're waterproof. And mm-hmm. they've got some wool liner in them. They're great.
Now, you know, we're talking about ice fishing here. And we're going to talk to you when ice goes and you start looking at chasing muskie and pike and walleye, you know, when the waters open up. But when people do that, they once again just need to dress for the weather and also, you know, plan your trip with you. PikeDreamers.com. PikeDreamers.com is your website. And, you know, I really didn't need to look at the recipes. The walleye chip dip. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. And, I pushed that hard. It's good.
Yeah. And then, you know, the original recipe for, you know, your batter fried, you know, walleye with French fries. Oh my God. I couldn't stand looking at it anymore. You know,
the walleye dip is, I bring it to Thanksgiving. I bring it to Christmas. I mean, I bring it to some family occasions and no kidding. It is usually the first dish that's gone.
You know, it used to be Mom's biscuits. Now it's Eric's walleye dip.
Walleye dip. Yeah. Oh, it's always fun.
That's so cool, Eric. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, and once again, you know, you're playing in southern Wisconsin waters. You do some northern Illinois because you're an Illinois guide, but you're licensed in both states, and you're, you know, fully credited, et cetera, et cetera. So don't worry about that. I mean, how do they get a hold of you?
They can. They can text my cell phone or call it. It's 847-721-3898. They can go to the website. That's PikeDreamers.com and message me through there. Or on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, it's at PikeDreamers.
At PikeDreamers.
That's my username. Yep.
Okay.
And I try to post videos and keep everybody involved in what all my followers about what's going on, fishing reports and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Give me that phone number again. I wasn't fast enough with my pencil.
It's 847-721-3898.
I'm telling you, people, give him a call. I've known Eric for a couple of years here, and he knows what he's doing. He understands the lakes he's on, and he's an excellent fisher, an excellent educator. And
thank you.
And makes one hell of a lunch.
Thanks, Chauncey.
Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you inviting me on the show.
No problem. Everybody, that was Eric Esko from Muskie and Pike Dreamers Guide Service, 847-721-3898. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info. Stop! You want to catch more fish? Then come to the next meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. with great speakers, meet new fishing friends, and of course, fishing stories galore at the American Legion Hall, 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee next Wednesday, February 26th, 6 p.m. And tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I just love this song. I really do. I just love that song. Gone fishing. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We got to fire through a lot of stuff here. Hey, after us, don't forget the odds couple's coming on. You know, I need to talk to those guys because we need to find out what are the odds on the fishing, you know, the Major League Fishing and the Bassmasters tournaments. Maybe we can get some odds on some stuff there. And then Tyler and Shay are coming on. Guys, we'll be listening there. And then the golf. Yes. A little cow pasture pool out there on the golf tournament. Starts up at 9, and then Peggy and Deanne, which is always fun to listen to. And so I'm looking forward to all of that going on. Let's get to the Aiden Fishing Report, because we didn't get one done last week. And this is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Papa, we went out to the St. Joe River, and it was froze up. Yep, that's a good way to put it. The river was froze up. And then we went to the big tournament on Lake Tomahawk, the Tamarack, not Tomahawk, Chauncey. It was the World Ice Fishing Championship, and the United States came in sixth. Poland was fifth. Estonia was fourth. Norway was third. Finland was second. And Lithuania won it all at first place. So it was fun to watch all these people ice fishing from all over the world. Our hockey team came in second place in the state tournament. It was tired, Papa, but we did our best and had a good time. Well, good. And we'll see you soon. Remember, fresh open water fishing's coming, so I need some stuff. Okay, and I'll look for stuff. And that was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, don't forget the gala. Oh, the flute's playing. March 13th. Sign up for it. Come out to it. It's in the Abington on Butterfield and 80... No, not 83. You know, it's out that way. We're just trying to quick blank. Well, I like to hear the flute because we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Dakota Nation. From the Dakota Nation. And it says, he who serves his fellows is of all his fellows greatest. Very true. He who serves his fellows is of all his fellows greatest. Do something for somebody. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching through the ice, and pretty soon open water. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.